Math topic. The Pythagorean theorem. Think. How can you prove the Pythagorean theorem? Pythagoras is famous for what has become known as the Pythagorean theorem. With this theorem, for any right-angled triangle, the square of the length of the hypotenuse, which means the longest side, opposite the right angle, is equal to the sum of the square of the other two sides. The theorem can be expressed as an equation. A squared plus b squared equals c squared. Of interest, Pythagoras and his followers did not realize an important point. This equation also works for any shape. For example, the area of a pentagon on the hypotenuse is equal to the sum of the pentagons on the other two sides, as it does for a semicircle or any other regular or even irregular shape. The most common and simplest example of a Pythagorean triangle has sides of 3, 4, and 5 units. 3 squared plus 4 squared equals 5 squared. After the development of basic arithmetic and geometry, the Pythagorean theorem and the properties of right-angled triangles appear to be the most ancient mathematical development, as well as the most widespread. It was found in some of the oldest mathematical texts from Babylon and Egypt, dating from over 1,000 years earlier than Pythagoras. One of the simplest proofs was found in ancient China, and probably originates before Pythagoras's birth. However, it was Pythagoras who gave the theorem its clear-cut form. On the right is a diagram which has four ABC triangles in it. Do you know how to prove the Pythagorean theorem using this diagram?